¡Órale! Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. I'm your host, Jorge Martin, and here we are on YouTube. Please make sure to like and subscribe us on Familia FFP on YouTube, and also make sure you're following me on Twitter at Jorge Martin 17. But everybody, it is week 8. It's Los Pickups, but first off, we're going to look at the fact that we are through 7 weeks, which is halfway of the fantasy football season. So, you know, I can't believe it's already happened. I mean, we waited months and months and months, and the season is just flying high. Se nos está yendo de volada. And, you know, before we get into the Los Pickups for the week, I just had a few observations that I wanted to make for what's going on so far in the regular season. First off, the Bengals are for real. They've gone into Baltimore and Pittsburgh to deliver some serious trancazos, especially this last week at the Ravens, beating them 41-17. They're for real. Joe Burrow, we were so worried about his knee. He's playing lights out right now, and he has got his numero uno hombre, his compadre, Jamar Chase, is just flying high. I will say I'm going to take the L. I did say that they should have drafted Penei Sewell. Again, olvídate. That kid Chase is a superstar, and he's going to be one for every year. And there's going to be some talk about rookie wide receivers going forward. Another thing, keep an eye on the weather. Okay, you know, people keep saying that rain isn't a big deal for fantasy football, for NFL football. But I've seen now 3 primetime games in the rain, one in New England, Sunday night again in Santa Clara, aka San Francisco, and also last night in Seattle. The weather did impact the play. So we're in October now, coming up on Halloween, coming up on the November. That's when could be having some snow, could be having some wind. Wind is what we really have to keep an eye on. But again, keep an eye on that. We're going to help, keep updating on Twitter and familiaffp.com. Please make sure you're keeping an eye on the weather. Also, Eric Dickerson and Megatron, watch out. Derrick Henry and Cooper Kupp are after your records. Henry is averaging 124.1 rushing yards a game, which would put him at 2,110 rushing yards on the season, which would be 5 more than Eric Dickerson's record. So you know what? I know ED, he loves having that record. And it's been 37 years since he set that record. But Derrick Henry, he's coming after you. Big running back. I think it'd be great to have another big running back do it. But I'd love to see him do it in 16 games. So there's no question marks. Number 2, Megatron, Calvin Johnson, keep his record of 1,964 yards. Cooper Kupp, if he keeps up his pace of 115.6 receiving yards, that he would get to 1,964 yards, just like Calvin Johnson did back in 2012. So again, 17 games, yada, yada, yada. A record is a record. So keep an eye on that. Another one, Kyle Pitts, es un hombre. I was worried there for a while. There were some dud games, to say the least. But the last 2 weeks, he has had over 100 receiving yards. He's looking great. He's looking like very much a focal point of the offense, and 19 targets during that span. That man child is definitely growing up and becoming a man. So he's a huge part of that offense. Last observation, Brady watch. In 2007, Brady had 2,125 passing yards, 27 TDs, and just 2 interceptions after 7 games. This year, through week 7, Brady has 2,275 passing yards, 21 TDs, and 3 INTs. Can you imagine doing this, 14 years apart? I mean, it's simply incredible. He is increíble. So I hope he keeps up this pace, because it would be absolutely incredible to have him do this again. He's helping a couple of my teams, by the way. All right, let's get into those pickups for the week. And I've got a streamer of the week, Carson Wentz, with Tennessee coming to Indy. He's owned in 37% of leagues, 4 weeks in a row that Wentz has thrown for 2 touchdowns. So, and in the rain, he looked, on Sunday night, he looked about as good as he's looked in a while. He's battling a couple of ankle sprains. He even got a rushing touchdown this week. So I'm looking at this week against Tennessee. Yes, they did shut down Patrick Mahomes this past Sunday. But again, the Titans are number 25 against the quarterback this season, and they are allowing 291 passing yards a game. So Carson Wentz, a good chance to blow up. Another one, Trevor Lawrence, Fabio Football, as Bimo Nico calls him. He is rostered in 41% of leagues. The Jaguars are going to Seattle. And one of the things that we're seeing here so much is the passing yards are coming up. The interceptions are going down. So before the two games before the Jaguars had a bye, Lawrence threw for 273 and 319 yards in those games, respectfully, and had just one pick over those two games. Maybe, you know, the game is slowing down. The light bulb is coming on for Fabio Football. And this week he gets Seattle. They're giving up 294 passing yards per game, and that secondary is just they haven't been good. They got helped out by the rain this past week against New Orleans, but this week it's looking like it's going to be clear. Fabio Football is going to have to be throwing, because again, their defense isn't that great either. Last QB, Jameis Winston. He is rostered in 50% of leagues. And during Monday Night Football, I saw a stat where he was on pace to throw for 40 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, which kind of had me a little bit shocked. And then they showed the graphic for his 30-30 season, where he threw for 33 touchdowns and had 30 interceptions. So I'm looking at this guy, even though he had kind of a pedestrian game, he's got Tampa Bay this week. And the Buccaneers, they had 200 – Their defensive secondary is still pretty much figuring things out right now from a health standpoint. They're giving up 270.7 passing yards. Jameis Winston has some big games coming up against Atlanta, against Miami, defenses that are giving up yards passing right now. And I still keep saying, keep an eye on him. Maybe grab him as a stash on your bench if somebody drops him, because bye weeks have come up. He's worth grabbing, and because he could be the guy that you play in your roster. You play full time from here on out. Let's go over to the running backs and Kenneth Gainwell. This is something in case Miles Sanders' ankle injury is something that could keep him on the bench for two, maybe 3 weeks. Edwin Porras said that this is something that usually goes 1 to 2 weeks, but if they're conservative, it could be up to 3 weeks with Miles Sanders. Gainwell is next in line. Sanders had double-digit carries, double-digit touches weeks 4 through 6, so there might be some volume coming his way. And Detroit is number 29 against the running back position, giving up 108.9 rushing yards per game. So you could be getting someone to help you out a little bit. Another one, a kind of a speculative pick, Rashad Penny. He was activated before Monday Night Football against the Saints. Didn't have a big game, but the Seattle backfield is a mass unit. Chris Carson's dealing with a neck injury that appears to be a chronic issue. Alex Collins has been dealing with a groin strain. So you're looking at someone who, remember, Rashad Penny was a first-round draft pick, and you also look at the fact that the Jaguars are number 22 against the running back this season and allowing 95 rushing yards per game. So just in case Penny takes this over, this is an offensive unit that likes to run the ball. Pete Carroll likes to run the ball. So, and it's still some time before Russell Wilson comes back, and hopefully they let him cook. Our last running back to talking about is someone who's on a bye, Latavius Murray. He is rostered in 47% of leagues, so it's kind of a speculation pick, because most fantasy managers are kind of hurting at the running back position. So if he's healthy coming out of the bye, remember he missed the game last week, he is going to be one of the leaders for carries. Maybe not a lead Caballo, but he would be going up that first game against a Minnesota defense that's allowing 109 rushing yards per game this season. So, and we know that the Ravens like to run the ball. So Latavius Murray, somebody to keep an eye on. Let's go to the wide receivers and tight ends. Alan Lazard, he's rostered in just 5% of leagues. He's going up against an Arizona defense this week with the major possibility that Davante Adams is out. He was placed on the COVID IR, and he's going to have to return two negative tests before seeing the field. And because it's a Thursday game, it's really not a very good chance that that's going to happen. Lazard last week, he caught 5 of 6 targets for 60 yards and a touchdown. You talk about the volume that's coming in from Davante Adams, and it's something that we definitely want to make sure we've got. We want a piece of this. The Cardinals are number 13 against the wide receiver position, but again, with the extra volume coming and the passes coming from Aaron Rodgers, there's something that Lazard maybe got to grab. Also, another one, in case he's on your waiver wire, Robert Tonyan. I know he's been rough a lot this season, but he did score a touchdown this past week. And remember, his best game from last season when he scored 3 touchdowns on Monday Night Football was with Davante Adams on the bench. Remember that. Last one to talk, a couple more receivers to talk about, Kadarius Toney. Now, he is rostered in 47% of leagues. If you're like me, you had to drop him. Because you know, with the injury, you had Bymageddon happening. It was rough. Now you've got Tony dealing with an ankle injury. Dr. Odwin Porras in the Fantasy Points podcast was pointing out that it's really, he really can't look into his crystal ball as to when he's going to be back and if he'll be back this week, because he's got a sweet matchup against the Chiefs. And you know, this is a secondary that's giving up 285 passing yards per game. But if you have the roster space, you're out of Bymageddon. So maybe there's a little more flexibility. Maybe Tony is a guy you could stash on your reserves. Another one. And I you know, as much as the fantasy industry, the experts have been talking about rostering this guy, Rashad Bateman is still on only 32% of Yahoo leagues. And last week, Bateman, he was 3rd in targets. Yeah, he got 6 and he turned that into 3 catches for 80 yards. I've heard more than one person say that this man is Stephon Diggs with 4-3 speed, more speed. So the Ravens, they're going into a bye. Minnesota and Miami are up next, so those secondaries have been beatable of late, so Rashad Bateman could be a guy to grab on your roster. Last one, a tight end, CJ Uzoma, rostered in 20% of leagues. The familia, this is the 2021 version of Robert Tonyan. That low volume tight end who is turning few opportunities into touchdowns. So in the past 4 games, Uzoma has 13 receptions. 5 of them have gone for touchdowns. Up next is a road game. He's going up against the Jets. They're number 25 against the tight end and giving up 71.5 receiving yards to the position. If you need help at tight end, or there's somebody that has just not been doing it for you, you've been streaming, Uzoma is your guy to grab for this week. And your streaming defense of the week, staying in Cincinnati, the Bengals, they are rostered in 22% of leagues. They are taking on the Jets, who have a backup quarterback who is at best either Mike White or Joe Flacco. Flacco is coming back to them with an offensive line that's been hurt by injuries, especially their starting left tackle. And the Bengals are have the 3rd most sacks in the NFL coming into the middle, coming into East Rutherford, New Jersey. So also the Bengals have allowed 20 or fewer points in 4 of their 7 games. So they're being stingy. Obviously they just coming off a huge win against the Ravens. I don't expect a big letdown, but going against the Jets, there's not going to be a letdown. Familia, This is total for our show. Quickie for Los Pickups. Not a lot to talk about, but that's good because you guys have been listening and picking up the good ball players. So if you haven't already, please make sure to like and subscribe our YouTube page, Familia FFB, on there. Also, go to our original content, familiaffb.com, where you're going to see an article pop up in just minutes after this. Also, make sure you're following us or subscribing and also leaving us a review on all the Anchor options, Apple, Google, Spotify for your audio podcast. And make sure you're following me at JorgeMartin17. Also, our Twitter and Instagram at FamiliaFFB. Otra vez, have a great waiver wire, Familia. Keep an eye on what we've got coming out the rest of this week to help you win your leagues. And remember, todos somos familia. Salud.